Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is All Souls Day, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta with a preaching entitled, In the Hands of God.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation they shall shine, and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. Earlier this fall, my dad passed away unexpectedly. His death follows my mom's death, which occurred 6 years ago this past week. The journey of sadness and remembering and transitioning that I'm on right now is one that I know many, many of you have already walked in your lives, and I'm so sorry. This is no easy road. Many people have now told me how good it is that your parents can be together again. They must be having such a good time catching up and seeing their relatives again. And gosh, that is a lovely thought. But in all honesty, I really have no idea what that looks like. The detailed pictures of reunions and hugs that are so often painted in popular literature and social media memes might suggest that we possess more clarity about the mystery of the afterlife than the mystery itself allows. More consoling to me, this All Souls Day, are the words of the Old Testament readings that simply convey trust that they are in the hands of God. This statement of faith that starts our first reading today was hard won by our Jewish ancestors in faith. It did not come easily to them. For much of Jewish history before the writing of the Book of Wisdom, there was a strong sense that God existed as a God for the living, but not much was said about God's relationship to those who died. Our ancestors in faith had a hard time imagining a soul separated from a body. That was a Greek thing. You were thought to live on in the memory of your descendants, but other than that, the best you might expect was a shadowy existence in the nether world of Sheol, and God had little to do with that world. But then they reckoned, what do you say about those who were just? Especially those whose whole life was lived in observance of God's law, dedicated to God's law, even to the point of being willing to die for it rather than violate it. Those like the Maccabean mother and her seven sons who suffered martyrdom rather than break dietary commands. If we say that God is just, then there must be some kind of way that God honors such fidelity on the backside of things, since it was not rewarded on this side. And perhaps that divine desire to do right by those who suffered injustice might extend beyond the martyrs, because God is so just and the world is so not. There must be some way beyond this world in which God continues to hold the life of the Jewish child kidnapped at a concert or the Palestinian child bombed in the hospital. And on a much smaller scale, a way in which God continues to hold the life of my mother, snatched at the age of 72, only weeks before the birth of her next grandchild. It was the conviction about God's justice that ultimately led the writer or writers of the Book of Wisdom, likely put to parchment sometime in the first century before Christ, to claim that the souls of the just are at peace in the hands of God. Now, not everyone in the Jewish community would have agreed. The Book of Wisdom seems to have been scribed in Alexandria, Egypt, in a community highly engaged with Greek thought. And still today, many think that the assertions of the Book of Wisdom take one step too far. But within the Jewish community of that era, Jesus seems to have been one who did believe Wisdom's claim that the souls of the just are in the hands of God. Indeed, he trusted Wisdom's words so deeply that he entrusted his own life to the hands of God. Not sure how exactly God would make things right, but trusting that if he followed God's law and was faithful to his call, he would in some mysterious way be held. He would be held. Since the time of Christ's resurrection, this hope has continued to widen. Perhaps it's not only martyrs. Perhaps it's not only the innocent. Perhaps it's not only the just that God will hold. Maybe it's even the unjust. Perhaps all souls rest in the hands of God. That is the hope with which we approach this day each year. We know that at least since the 9th century, the Benedictines at the monastery of Cluny had begun to set aside November 2nd each year as a day to pray for their dead. In 1915, in the midst of World War I, when so much carnage was taking place, Pope Benedict XV extended All Souls Day as a day to be marked by the whole church. It's a day each year when acknowledging how murky the mystery of death is, acknowledging there's still so much we don't know and can't know about what happens on the other side. A day of trusting that our deceased loved ones are in the hands of God. And that really, that is all we need to know.